And I never fooled with those. And I used to just eat most anything. I just tell you the truth. The old vegetables and hog meat and whatnot, but here in these later years, well, I don't eat pork now, only but bacon. Mm-hmm. But I guess I ate too much when I was eating, but I sure really used to eat it because we had it.
What's that? I don't know if it's bacon or not. It's thicker than bacon. It's saltier. I don't know if it's sliced shoulder or what.
Well, sometimes it's shoulder and sometimes it's ham,
yes,
part of it. You know, ham.
A little like pork chop is.
Right, right.
What about if you kept meat for too long, you know, and it starts tasting bad, you'd say it's done well?
It just done went bad. Sometimes it's, if it's not cured, now it will get what you call tainted. We call it tainted because it begin to smell something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That
would be
the same thing, like if
it's spoiled? Right. Well, it'd be spoiling then. And sometimes if you let it get real bad, it'd be done spoiled.
Right. Can it get strong and not be spoiled?
Yes, no. It's called, because you can keep it. Now, I used to keep meat, you know, from 1 year to the other. Use your time during the summer months. I didn't have to buy no meat because I had, you know, my own meat. But you can keep it a long time. It'll get right strong, and then it'll sort of turn, you know, yellow, you know. Well, when you go to cook it, then you got to boil it a lot. And then, well, if you do that, you can probably get a pretty good meal out of it.
But you can't eat it even though it's strong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can eat it. It's just so long, it's, like I said a while ago, it's not tainted.
Yes, sir.
I ain't never like no tainted meat. Because it'd be on the way to spoiling me.
Right. What about butter that's been kept too long?
It gets strong and what you would call rancid too.
The butter
would. Right. And then you can do nothing with that then but throw it out. Or whatever you put it in, you know, you could taste.
Right. I've heard people say that their butter's got kind of a funky taste to it, or got funky.
Well, what they would say. Because you didn't wash your hands when you were milking that cow. that's what they would say.
I see. Have you ever heard that word funky before?
Yeah.
How would they say that?
Just low down as they could say. Yes, all those things I've been through, part of them. Yeah, we're just about all of what we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. You had to get up 4 days in the morning and when I was walking to school from out there to Brandon, I had to get up there. It was two of us girls. Well, if I cooked breakfast this morning, the other girl had to milk the cow before we, you know, come to school. And get that breakfast done, get that cow milk. Then we put on our clothes and get ready. And sometimes eat our breakfast walking along.
Yes, ma'am.
Walking along, you know, the highway.
Yes, ma'am. I was just wondering how people would use that word. Would they say it's gotten funky or it tastes funky? Or
it would say it tastes funky. That's what they would say. And I don't know how they know it tastes.